An insistence on an unending dialogue of genius down the centuries has a through line even to Schoenberg, indeed both. Schoenberg and Berg rejected the word atonal as defamatory. Which, if interpreted literally as music without tones, is utter. Nonsense. Yet Schoenberg's conservative naivety may have led him to repudiate a term he might well have embraced in the manner of Legu, or urchins of 1665, Holland, who, when characterized as the scum and offscouring of the people, took the name upon themselves in revolutionary defiance. In other words, he might have followed the example of Dada for atonal with some precision. Registers the shockwaves caused by new music. This shock an integral part of the music was unfortunately moderated. The instant people began replacing atonality with 12 note music, as if this were a completely new musical system. Thus, it may be said, in Schoenberg's defense, that he was also opposed to this reification of technique, the reification only aimed to come to the aid of the ear, which was drifting around helplessly on an ocean of new sounds. To speak of atonal music is still to express something more than the affirmative and dogmatic belief that the rows are the source of a new feeling of security whose dubious nature has meanwhile become all too evident in philosophy. Much recent music, especially the music that has been influenced by John Cage, could undoubtedly be called atonal rather than dodecaphonic.